Using SEPTA public transit in Philadelphia can be a great way to get around the city, but the underground mazes of subway tunnels, hard-to-hear announcements, and packed crowds can make it a confusing, overwhelming experience, especially for young adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities like autism. Temple researchers are launching a new study focused on teaching these young adults how to use public transportation to gain more independence. WHYY's Nicole Leonard recently went out with a travel trainer in Philadelphia to learn more.
At the corner of 4th and Spring Garden Streets, I'm waiting with Luke Tomczyk for the 57 bus, and we don't have to wait long before it pulls up.
Sometimes this bus, you have to wait
a really long time.
Quite a while, because it gets canceled and things of that nature, so.
Tomczyk started taking SEPTA buses when he was in high school, and then subways and trains when he was in college.
I've had almost two-hour trips, over two-hour trips on SEPTA, gone from one end of the network to the other on it. It's something that always has fascinated me.
For Tomczyk, who is autistic, learning how to use public transportation granted him more freedom and flexibility to get around the city. Now he depends on it for his job as a peer travel trainer, somebody who helps others with intellectual and developmental disabilities learn how to use public transit. After we get off the 57 bus, we catch the L train towards City Hall, where we transfer to the Broad Street line.
Want northbound local, which is right down here. Once we get on this.
Tomczyk says training involves teaching people how to follow transit maps and signs that let riders know where a train or bus is going. Travel training also involves teaching someone how to safely cross the road to different stops and stations, how to remain alert on the platforms, and where to ask for help. In a new five-year study, Temple researchers will analyze the effectiveness of these programs with a specific travel training curriculum called Chance to Ride. The point is to learn what best supports people with autism and other disabilities in using public transportation. Tomczyk will soon join Temple's full-time research team. He says some participants may one day even become peer travel trainers like himself.
In my view, that's the goal, is if we can even get one person at one of these sites to do something like what I do, I think even that would be mission accomplished, no matter what the outcome of the research is.
The Chance to Ride study will officially launch this month. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.